This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Joe, do you, are you wearing shoes?
No.
You got your boots tied on?
You're not wearing shoes?
Still got your boots, soldier?
Yep.
So you do, wait, sorry.
They were tied on,
are you wearing shoes or not?
No.
No.
Should you want me to put them on for the podcast?
No, we can take ours off. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll lose mine as well. That's no big thing. We want everybody to be comfy. So if you're comfy, we'll be comfy.
Yeah, feel good.
Yeah, what are you,
Copper Fit brand socks? These are, these babies aren't for everybody. You know what I mean? These are for top performance athletes. Like, you get these, so these aren't sold. So at Target, they sell socks, obviously, in the clothing section. But then separately in the athletic section where they have sports rackets, things like that, there is a second set of socks. And that's not for people who are just buying their clothes. That's for people who are about to engage in competition of some kind.
Nice.
You heard of Copperheads?
Like the snake?
Copperhead snake,
Last thing you'll ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
That's venomous.
You read any Barbara Kingsolver?
What?
Barbara Kingsolver. You ever read any of her novels?
No.
I think one of them's called Copperhead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be very funny if there were a number of books where people got bit by copperheads, and that's just
just an author genre. Who thematically keeps circling around.
It's a section.
It's like the traumatic event in every one of their novels.
Yeah.
And I would keep buying it because I'd be like, when and who is going to get bit by a copperhead?
That would be good. I will get into those books if that happens.
What are you stepping out in these days? What kind of shoes you wear?
I got a pair of hiking boots I was wearing yesterday because it was raining in the city and I needed
What Merrells? What are we talking about?
Brand?
Yeah. Columbia? I mean,
no, I needed to keep my feet dry while I was on the road one time, so I went to the store and tried on a pair of the Oboes. Yeah, Oboes. They're a little pricey, but
yeah, those are like $800-$900. Those shoes are like $1,000
each.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, it was. I had to take out a loan. I had to do at the store. It was like a car dealership for the Oboes, but they were one of the honest. I don't want to pitch a brand, but they were probably the best investment I made in the past couple of years.
Yeah,
they have some. Yeah, my feet are
and
dry.
And you have to sell. Just for full disclosure, like you have to pitch the shoes now because you have to sell a bunch of pairs to make your.
You're in a situation where you need 15 other people to buy Oboes just to break even right now.
Yes. Not only did I have to take out the loan, but I had to, start a multi-level marketing scheme for Oboes.
That's sort of a dirty word little bit these days just because of the way people have portrayed, like, not all MLMs are created equal. There are some that are scams and there are some that actually present opportunities to not only introduce people to great products like the Oboe boots, which
about to get like extremely wet, as you said.
And by the way, the industry, it's like, oh, the strike's over, so nobody needs a side hustle anymore. And that's just not the case. Like, it hasn't been ratified, the deal, and we still do, not really understand the landscape of what this business is going to look like. And so you selling Oboes, I think, on our podcast is commendable.
Thank you.
Jobos.
That's good.
Jobos. Ojos.
If you're going to pitch a product. I guess there are worse things to try and sell than something comfortable for people's feet.
Yeah, here's a couple.
You can't. I know Hayes said Jobos, and I said it too. But you can't call them Jobos because those are the Trader Joe version of Obos that are for sale right now.
Mm-hmm. Trader Jobos. They.
Yeah, Trader Joe.
And you don't make it.
You buy them frozen.
You don't make it 10 years.
That's another good idea. I should just I should write I should buy the oboes. Write J'Oboes on the side of the boot, and then try and resell them for $5-$10 more, and just do a little markup. And
But then you don't have your shoes anymore. At that point, remember, like, you needed your shoes in the first place.
Your feet were going to get wet?
Your feet were going to get wet, and now you've sold them.
Unless that was all bullshit?
Yeah.
No, I'll keep those for my own self, but I'll go out, buy another pair of oboes.
Jesus.
And then write the J on the side.
I'd do a seed round first, get some venture capital involved, just so you could get the inventory established, because I don't want you to be out of pocket for a bunch of Jobos before we've proven that the model works.
That's true. I don't even know where I would go to start to ask for venture capital.
Well, why don't you pitch Kevin right now? I mean, he comes from a sort of an insurance dynasty.
Generational wealth.
And he's here right now, Chef Kevin. And I think maybe I know he's wearing a Tree TV shirt, which you might think, oh, he put that on because of me. It's like, no, he wears it every other day.
That's
nice. It's either this or a cigarette brand. Yeah.
They're comfortable products. It feels like, we'll just write Jobo's Tree TV edition boots on the side and then sell them for...
It's a lot of stuff.
Yes, sell them to the Kevin. Shoe. Just basically sell stuff to Kevin.
Maybe for freaking Shaq, you could fit all that stuff on there.
That would be good. Man, you imagine Shaq in a pair of Oboes hiking boots?
Proving he can still dunk.
Yeah, that would be good.
Man, dunking on wet roads. Dunking on rocky trails. That would be like really fucking awesome. I don't know exactly what I mean, but like if a good like visual artist could illustrate that for me.
Yeah. What is your guys' stance on AI? Because I'm sure you could put that into one of the AI images.
It's a tool like anything else. It's a tool. It's a tool. If you think writers aren't going to be using AI,
it's a tool for human creativity. You know, it can't do anything itself. It needs a prompt created by a human to say something like, show me a nice picture. Make me some money right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or just porno. You just type in.
Write me a story in the style of porno, you know?
Type in a six-hour porno. You just type that in. So that's an idea that's actually a human came up with that.
Right.
They didn't have that before. They didn't have a porno that was 6 hours long.
Create me a six-hour animated porno.
Prohibitively expensive beforehand.
It was crazy. Even with digital film, it was like really, which by the way, I don't like to use digital. I don't want to get into too much. I don't like to use digital for my porno because I think there is a mental pressure exerted on the performers knowing that we are running out of physical film that creates a sort of, internal drive to get it right. And if you don't have that and it's so loosey-goosey and they're like, maybe I'll come, maybe I'll, you know, like, then...
Because you can hear it in the gate. You can hear it when it starts to...
Oh, yeah.
Like, when the film really starts to...
This is our last shot at this, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think you get people's best work when there's something closing in on them. versus just like, man, maybe we'll do it again, you know. So I don't shoot any of my porno on digital. Now I don't shoot it at all. I just type it into AI, which is a great tool.
And he has amazing tool. The boom too, kind of swooping down on the
Yeah. I get the boom too close. It's popping them on the head, you know. I go, the boom guy's arms are getting tired. You're taking too long.
Are you do you do the camera and the boom?
Yeah, I call, when I say the boom guy, I'm referring to myself.
Yeah, which is like, and his arms aren't getting tired. I mean, like, look, like come you on. Could see, like, you think those are.
I mean,
it's like he's good,
right, Joe?
But it's to create that sense of impending disaster.
Mean, you like that?
Yeah,
they're not getting tired, man.
That looks good, but yeah, 6 hours would be a long time, even for you, I'm sure, to keep the boom mic going.
Yeah, no, I do have to admit, they do get pretty tired. I mean, I guess I'm a lot of bluster today, Joe.
No, it's fine. You just, I mean, even the sure.
I think I just really wanted to impress you with how long I could hold the boom mic, and looking back, I don't know what we do in terms of editing this episode because, like, it's really heavy for me. And I pretty quickly, you know, even just me implying that the reason I'm bopping the performers on the head with it is to kind of spur them to get finished. It's just happening because I just can't hold it that long.
This is a very good conversation for me. I've never seen a porno before, so this is I'm just interested.
Oh, dude, you would love it. That you would love it. Mm-hmm. It can be so cool to watch. I mean, and we're animals. Human beings are animals. You ever watch animals have sex?
No.
Okay.
All right. We might want to start.
So that's
there.
Good. That's porno. So like you've never seen porno. You've never seen any of that.
Yeah.
No, I'll consider checking it out sometime.
Yeah, just whatever. Bugs.
It's not you ever see it. You just never seen it.
A fly lands on you and you go like, oh, it's a big fly, and you go, no, it's two of them. They're fucking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've seen the insects doing it before. Dragonflies.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So okay. That's great.
Yeah. I got pretty good imagination, so
I think some of where we're coming from today is not being sure of exactly how much to like celebrate ourselves in our. It's just another episode, right?
It's just a
we got Joe.
Episode.
We're so excited to have Joe. Like you know, like hear about the clothes that he wears and stuff like that. But like it's also kind of special for us that like we have been doing this now when this episode comes out for 10 years.
10-year anniversary, you know, I called up Scott Aukerman this morning. I don't know if you guys are friends, but I called him up
they
and
are
I
friends.
Said,
they
I said,
are
hey,
friends, so just be careful what you say because Joe and Scott are really good friends.
Well, Scott will know. He was part of this conversation. I did call him up and I said, hey, man, it's a big one today. We're going to record it and it's been 10 years. And he said, okay, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. That's cool. Wow.
He's seen him
you
come
did 10
and
years,
go.
Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Stop. I'm humiliated. Don't make this big a deal out of it.
How many podcasts are there that have gone all 10 years?
Kevin?
I think just Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. That's pretty good.
Did you ever do Comedy Bang Bang?
No. I don't do that.
You said no or?
I don't do too many podcasts. I don't know Scott or anybody, so I just.
Okay. Well, he he takes a lot of credit for
your whole thing.
Your success because like we were doing our you know like we like I said we've seen him come and go we kind of watched you hit the scene and like you know we're hanging out with Scott and Scott has this kind of he's like yeah Joe like I made him and I can degrade him
yeah.
That's what that was like his kind of attitude towards you. Whether or not you actually know him, I guess he feels like he made you.
Well, and that he could degrade you as well.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to think on that. You don't have to.
No. I honestly don't think there's anything for you to do. Like, I don't, it's
Scott's gonna Scott, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He made us, and he's definitely out of
he
hand
has definitely
degrading
degraded
us. Yeah.
Us. Yeah.
Where you get you
that's
get,
his porno.
The podcast, the 10-year podcast, people hang out regularly. You, mm-hmm. Ackerman, maybe oh, yeah. Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Rogan's closing in. Rogan's closing in.
Yeah.
He's getting close.
He's right behind us. We can feel his very quick little footsteps.
You know, his reps didn't want any piece of the podcast when he started that thing up. They wanted nothing to do with it.
Well, really?
He's laughing now. So fucking stupid. And I tell all business people I interact with, I go, you didn't really want to be involved with Hollywood Handbook, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't really want to get in. Now we got the hat pack. By the way, we should send you a hat, Joe. I'd love to see you in one of these things. But we got so much going on now, and it's just like so fucking stupid, so pathetic. And what did they invest in instead, right? Tesla. You know, shit like that.
Their mistake.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Not the bank itself. I'm laughing
right.
at the studio, and the studio
and then back
will
home.
Lead to the... Yeah, I'm going back home. But yeah.
After this, I'll be laughing my way back home.
I'll be laughing my way back home to try to figure out what's next.
No, I mean, 10 years is a big marker. You have to... Yeah, it's a perfect time to quit. It's a perfect time to go to 100.
That's...
Right.
It's interesting you bring up that it's a perfect time to quit. Yeah.
Because we have these hats. We are sort of wondering if the hats are needing a little bit more of our time and attention.
Mm-hmm. If the podcast now is pulling away from the hat.
And I noticed you were at least noticing the hat air. When I sat down, you did immediately ask if that was my real hair. And maybe like, and I wonder if that's like the hat drawing your attention in a way you didn't know exactly what was so compelling to you, or...
It definitely makes the hat look cooler.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you were in the little Zoom screen. I thought you were
it's
Sean.
So
and
little.
I thought
yeah.
Sean had grown his hair out. So I was like, wow,
yeah.
these are really
yeah.
full.
And I have tiny. Before. And yeah. I have before. Mm-hmm. So there's no...
Really? You guys ever wonder what would happen if you had your hair grown out at the same time?
It's kind of a zero-sum game.
Mm-hmm. When yeah. Hayes gets a haircut, mine will start to grow.
Yeah.
I cut mine again. His gets longer.
The podcast would just get too powerful.
And we have to be
Perhaps.
Conscious of that, too. If we go too much longer, does it become something that gets away from us?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or do we just become such a target?
Yes.
Right now, we're in a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
No one's really coming at us because mm-hmm. they don't know about us.
That's not true.
It's not a good target. You know what I mean? I don't want to put a big-ass target on my back.
This is the place to announce stuff. This is the place for
Okay, well, yes. No, I get
of,
it. I get
speaking
it. Yes.
Of, and speaking
received,
of announcing.
And I had heard how Joe kind of does this.
No.
We're controversial.
He just wants to get to... He just wants...
Happens.
No. Yes. And Joe, and trust me, Kevin will actually put something in the episode description, and he may even plug in a little. Sometimes he likes to talk before the episode. He goes like, here's what I thought about during the episode. The guys didn't really throw to me to see what was going on, but I was kind of wondering. And he'll just kind of plug in all his like takes on what happened. So he'll mention your special, but why don't we announce the special? I saw it on one of these social media sites, and there's, I can't keep track of them anymore. Face Stink or whatever the, you know, all the.
There's so many places you got to post stuff now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
You do your own posting?
Yeah, of course.
So you're on there?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And people message you, you read everything, huh?
Definitely not. I mean, I try. I got an email account. I try and read the emails that people send, but
okay.
a lot of, yeah. I just started to do TikTok, and it's it's a, I just post, I do a post, and then it's like, it's, this is guys like Dahmer. This is guys Dahmer. Because it's all Dahmer young stuff. It's younger people who have only seen Dahmer on Netflix.
DMs, and Dahmer they messages.
Don't, pretty much. Just Dahmer, a lot of Dahmer comments lately. And so I'm trying to not read stuff on there.
That'll die down. And I also, you know, I'm from a little bit of an older generation. And I don't think of you that way.
Mm-mm.
I don't. I think if you know both you and Dahmer, as I obviously do, there's a lot of distinctions. People say they can't tell our voices apart. This is still going on.
Really?
And I gotta say, Joe, he didn't get in trouble for not being good looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Actually, a little bit of what got him into trouble.
Yes, indeed.
So
it wasn't.
People are sort of coming at you from that angle. They might be trying to like say a little something like
the man was slay
me, daddy. Yeah.
The fact is, if he wasn't pulling, none of this happens. So just. It's cold comfort, but comfort nonetheless.
I appreciate it. I feel like the Dahmer show is kind of his own. There's Dahmer and how he talked and looked, and then there's Dahmer show, which is not quite how he, from the little bit that I've seen, they made him like, they try to make him a little bit too hunky. He's got like biceps bulging, and it's like, people didn't work out like that. And when Dahmer was in his prime, he didn't quite sound that way, so I feel like he was, they were
did
going,
you go
they,
in for it, Joe? I'm sort of, what I'm hearing a little bit is
feels no, like
grapes are starting to taste a little bit sour.
Yeah,
no, I just don't like being compared to that guy, but I feel like they tried to, they made it a little bit sexy, like the Dahmer shows the it gives off like sexy vibes, and it's a little bit gross if you ask me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't find it sexy, but then I've watched actual porno, which we've established you haven't. So no. When I watched that, it seemed like just like kind of creepy.
That's sexy to me.
The porno?
Porno, yes.
AI 6-hour porno is
that's
to be
what
what's
I consider
sexy.
To be sexy is porno.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hi, everybody. Great news. We got brand new Hat Pack merch. So what do we got? A Hat Pack XL to 3XL flap brim hat. A Hat Pack iron-on single patch, and a Hat Pack t-shirt. And all this is made in my friggin' house, gang, by my own fiance, Chef Leah. You can follow her at shop.rollyhog on Instagram. She posts a lot of behind the scenes of making everything. So get all this brand new stuff at hatpackhat.com and check out the link in the description.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to get back to this post.
Please. Yeah, let's get in there.
And you, so as you are posting a special.
Something very special.
Yeah, we're doing it on YouTube, putting up a special on October 6th.
And still it's kicking, man. YouTube's seen them come and go as well.
Oh,
YouTube's
yeah.
a comedy bang bang of video sites because they've been here 10 years plus.
Is Comedy Bang Bang your big rival, or are you guys trying? I heard you guys said I shouldn't say this, but before we were talking, and you said you were going to kill the guys from Smartless.
Well, yeah. I think if we kill two of the guys from Smartless, and then we leave one alive to go and tell all the other podcasts what we did, tell them what they saw here today.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the move.
That's the cold-blooded Hollywood handbook way. That's a good business move.
So,
we need to leave one alive
right.
to sort of make sure no new Smartless emerges.
So, okay. So I know I was trying to separate myself from the Dahmer thing.
Okay, good. Because that's kind of why we brought you in. It's like sort of float the idea of killing these guys.
I got to ask, if we're playing kill, leave alive to the other podcasters.
We play this all the time.
What are your choices?
The easy one to answer is just because of how frequently, and it even happened today with you, the concept of our two first names creating Sean Hayes,
mm-hmm.
because of how often that comes up, one gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Between Justin. Is it Justin Bateman?
So
Justin and
I think it's
and Bill Arnett.
I think it's Gaston.
Gaston Bateman and Bill Arnett. them pick. I would say to each of them, which one of you two Do you twos think
mm-hmm.
I should leave alive?
Yeah.
And whoever was noble enough to say that it should be the other one and not themselves, that's who I take out.
No.
I take out the noble one because they, I know, have some sort of internal strength of character where if I mm-hmm. leave them alive,
right,
they may plot some kind of revenge. But the cowardly one that says me and begs for their life. And I know you're trying to separate yourself from the whole Dahmer thing, but the one who's begging to live, probably Gaston.
I'd have
that's who I leave.
I have Gaston and Bill in the room. They all know what's about to go down. And I basically like I do make it their decision, but in a different way.
Oh.
Which is I put a single whip between them. And I just step back. And mm-hmm. I let them figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Which one of you will eat the whip?
If you guys record that, that's an amazing way
that
to
would
start
be an incredible
the next podcast. The next decade of shows. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that they, I mean, that's their ability too. Like what they could do with that setup. I mean, like they're just incredible talents. But I not to focus on the business side of this, but like the Bateman and Sean Hayes have their own thing with the phone commercials now.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm worried that like we're gonna lose like a platform to get the message out there if it's either of them. So I think we'd have to take both of them out, and then Will has the Reese's VO, and he can tell everyone what happened mm-hmm. over the images of the Reese's. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, but there is a wrong podcast to listen
yes,
to.
Yes, that's right.
Or something like that. I mean, he does Lego Masters too.
Okay, so yeah. So
can we get it via Lego Masters? Can we blow up this podcast? You know what I mean? And maybe this is the first episode. Check out the Joe Pera episode, mm-hmm. you know? He's got a new stand-up special coming out. And what's the stand-up going to? It's October 6th?
Yeah, October 6th. That's a good promo. You know that Jason and... Sean are doing the iPhone 15 commercial, mm-hmm. which is really, really great stuff. I'm excited that they don't make enough money from Smartless already and all of their other shows and syndication, etc. Mm-hmm. That I should.
They're getting those oboes all cash.
Yeah, yeah. Just the boxes and boxes of oboes yeah. shoes, but they're not shoes in the box, just cash from. That's how they ask to get paid on Smartless. Anyhow, but I should take one of the clips from the commercials and make the cell phone ring, and then I do the voice on the cell phone. I say, "Hey, hello, Jason. Hello, Sean. I got a special coming out. Would you mind?"
That's cool.
And then you say, "You go out watch it. You get it for free on YouTube on your new iPhone 15, only at." The Verizon store.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know. Sorry, I don't need to give Verizon.
That was moving.
Oh no, all these ads, it reminds me of like some of my own shit where like all these ads, like the phone companies are like against each other, but they're all like, pick me and I'll give you this new iPhone, titanium iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me and my GFs, you know what I mean? It's like they're pissed. They're like pissed at each other, but they all love this. Like,
no, it's good for me.
Yeah.
It's good for me that they're all competing to be my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just like trying new and innovative ways to prove their loyalty to me. And it's like, I just sit back with these phone companies and I just reap the benefits. It's really pretty cool. It's kind of like Hayes with his GFs.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. Have you guys watched any football yesterday?
Dude, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, 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 yes.
You must have seen the commercials on during, they're really almost like dividing the phone companies by comedy taste. You know, you saw mm-hmm. Keegan-Michael Key on the airplane for ATT, and then they got the Smartless guys on Verizon.
I don't want to spoil this bit, but we can't really get into this. And the next thing Joe says is, but then I saw the biggest comedy joke of all, which is Travis Kelce getting the vaccine. And the idea, I guess, being that he didn't actually get it because he, like, wouldn't be that strong anymore. I don't know. I just, it's great for the special. We just can't. For it's our 10-year episode, and so stuff about
it have a little extra attention on it. Yeah, so we just don't want to necessarily get on either side of the thing. But the phone commercial, are we sure that we want what's the AT&T young woman's Lily?
Lily,
are we sure Lily should be out of the store so much? She's at dinner. She's on a plane, and it's like,
well, LaMelo Ball.
I'm sorry, I kind of need you in the store.
LaMelo Ball is managing the store now.
I'm less confident in that.
Employee of the month at the store.
Well, I'm less comfortable with that. I would like at least Lily to mention I'm on my way to the store. That's why I'm on this plane. I'm grabbing a quick dinner at this restaurant, and then it's back to the store for me. Because for so long, she existed entirely within the walls of that store. And it's just, I'm not ready to let go of that mm-hmm. yet.
It kind of seems like she isn't either. From some of the stuff that she's saying in like a restaurant setting, it's all like...
That's so funny.
No, she doesn't leave her work at work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's so funny. Most people are yelling at the football game, but then the AT commercial comes on and you're like, why isn't she at the store? Get to the store.
Yeah. Other people are going like, pick up the football. And I'm going, get in the store.
Who's selling the new Galaxy phones at the store on Sundays at 2 p.m. if she's on a plane with Keegan-Michael Key?
I love the new Galaxy phone. That you just open like a newspaper. You just like fold it up.
What?
Open it like a gigantic newspaper.
Yeah, they have a Galaxy phone that actually has...
You can pull out.
Slide out pieces of the phone like separate screens. And
it's
then
so big.
You sit at the breakfast table and you like give Hayes the business section of my Galaxy phone because I'm finished with it. And then he passes me the sports. It's really cool. That's a real family plan where it is like you all get to enjoy the Galaxy phone.
It's definitely one of the selling points. Does your podcast endorse a particular phone make?
It's only available on the Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
You can only listen if you have a Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
Not the new one.
No. The Pixel 1.
A Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on one Google Pixel phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys record
Pixel 1? Yeah, it's on one Pixel. It's on one Pixel.
Yeah.
You guys record the podcast episode, upload it to a single phone, and then chuck mm-hmm. it out into a field and say whoever can find the phone gets to listen mm-hmm. to this episode.
Hope they like it because we are going to need word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the phone's battery is still there because I want them to call their friend and say, hey, I'm listening to this podcast. That's something else.
And some of the, there are these, you know, phones, you know, like a Jitterbug or things like that. Phones that are a little more accessible for like an older audience. Like some of those phones now, there's just like one button on the phone, basically. That button plays our podcast.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. So like our audience is kind of like now entering that stage of life.
It's sort of like a QVC thing where primarily it's being enjoyed by people who don't know how to turn it off.
Yes. Right.
And that's why also we have to keep talking about like, wow, this is a really great podcast. It's an amazing opportunity to listen to this. Get on the Patreon right now. We are almost out of subscriptions at this tier. And so that's sort of what, you know, and we'll do the same thing for your special. Kevin will do it.
But. And that our audience will mostly listen to it holding the phone to their ear and talking. They think they're on the phone.
My I paying for the special on YouTube, or it's just there?
It's just there. They put a link.
Okay.
If anybody wants to support by buying a t-shirt or a hat,
that'd be great. Okay.
That'd be
You're selling hats? I'm wondering about that idea.
Sorry. I hope it's not an issue.
Because if the product is free, you're the product, pal.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I guess with the stand-up special, that's okay. Because yeah, I truly am the product. Anyhow, yeah, hats and t-shirts if anybody wants them. But if not, I just wanted to.
What else about football, man? It felt like you had a whole thing. You were like, did you fellas watch football? And it seemed like, I know you're a big Bills fan, and they put a hurting on them yesterday, right?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I mean, I was the first time of the season I went to a bar to watch the games, and it was really, it's a different experience. Yeah.
Practicing plies while you watch the games.
That's good.
Nah, it's not what you meant, but it was funny to me.
Sounds exactly the same.
It's great. That's a good, that would be very funny. But
no, and that kind of stuff is available exclusively at the premium tier, which you can get right now by logging into our Patreon. And Kevin, can you check in again? Is the inventory, how many of those do we have left?
Not a lot. And actually, it's about to spike with the story I'm about to tell.
Uh-oh. What's the big news?
Uh-oh, we unleashed the beast.
It's probably not news.
Big news. I went to my friend Darius's wedding in Northern California over the weekend. Joe, love wins. I went to some vintage shops a few hours before the wedding. Beautiful vintage shops. I look at one place. I look at my fiance. Wouldn't this be a perfect gift for one of the hosts of Hollywood Handbook 10th anniversary? She said, okay. We go to another store. Oh, this would be perfect gift too for the other host of Hollywood Handbook 10th anniversary. Flash forward to look under your seats, boys. Happy anniversary.
Oh no.
Under the.
Now, one of the gifts is
reach under the couch.
They're both specific to you.
Okay, you put it so far back here.
I had to make sure you didn't see it.
Wow.
One of the gifts is a little more specific to my trip.
Well, Joe, I'm so sorry you have to be here while we open presents.
Which one should we open first?
Nothing to do with you. Is there something under Joe's seat as well?
Anything under your seat, Joe?
Joe, what is the space you're in with the bulletin board?
Beautiful tomato.
This looks like a workspace.
A street hockey ball. Thank you so much.
Oh. Okay, I'm opening mine first.
Yeah, open yours first, Hayes. Okay.
Mine is a Charlie Brown Grand Prix puzzle.
1966.
90
years old. Born.
Wow.
Show it to the camera.
And this is in honor of Casey finally letting us go on his Formula One podcast, although he made it very clear that wasn't his decision.
Mm-hmm. That it was behind his back.
Cool
we were
puzzle.
Invited.
Pretty cool. Sean, you're up to bat, friend.
Okay. All right. Wood.
Wow, this is for ages 5 to 10, so that actually means that this podcast cannot do this puzzle anymore.
Oh.
Okay, it's some wood. Wow.
Play pickleball, Sonoma County.
Beautiful. And look like Sean playing pickleball.
That's really nice. That's so much nicer than my
Sean's
present.
Was a little bit more expensive than Hayes. But I had to get something. I was running late for the wedding. So, hey, happy anniversary, boys.
Yeah, I do always need my own
wow,
present.
Kevin. And Joe, in case you were curious, it's made in the fucking USA, baby.
That's so funny. Some factories, like, if we can't make the pickleball Sonoma County posters in the U.S., then the country really is lost. Yeah. That's nice. That's in a vintage shop, though, already?
Well, if vintage, now it's a furniture store.
Okay, but pickleball is like pretty new stuff.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's been around for quite a while. It's gaining a lot of traction right now. You know, there's a new audience for it. It's obviously growing very quickly, but it was invented actually a while back.
Okay. So we're almost done. I want to make sure, like, you know, it's 10th anniversary. I think a real decision point for whether we keep pursuing this is, like, you know, there's the show, there's the work that we do, and then there's the work outside the work, which is sometimes actually the real work.
Yeah.
Which is, we need to celebrate this moment with a huge Hollywood ass party.
We got to blow this thing out, which is part of why we told Kevin to reach out to you, because obviously your soirees are legendary.
Yep, I'm a party guy.
Soiree, he says.
Can't spell party without some of the letters in para. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty common phrase. And so, you know, I mean, we've heard about, like, the shit that goes down at your shindigs. Buddy of mine texted me that you excavated the body of his dead middle school principal and let him just go ape shit on it with a bat. Like, just like like crazy shit, like dreams being fulfilled. And so we want to, like, take this to the next level. We have some ideas, like cupcakes, punch,
mm-hmm.
but
presents. We like presents, as you can see. I mean,
mm-hmm. We had heard that in one room there's somebody with a tattoo gun, and then in another room there's somebody with just a regular gun at the parties you throw, and you don't know which room is which, but if you walk in, they will use it on you.
So just, like, we just need this to be a fucking ripper. And so, like, whatever you've been holding on to,
yeah,
you know, for
if, like, there's like a move that's, like, been, like, even cost prohibitive or something, like,
yeah,
money is not an object, it's a concept.
My parties are pretty simple. Basically, you get a case of beer, medium tier beer, mm-hmm. and
now, what are we talking? What do you think of as medium tier?
Mm. Something that, like, a be the amber, not like those fancy tall canned beers.
Okay.
Just a, yeah, some sure. Nice, flavorful bottle of beer.
Got it.
You know,
okay.
Something, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll mix in some regular cheap beer too, just to make mm-hmm. sure we got enough. But we get a lot of the beer, and mm-hmm. we get on the smart TV, and we put on Boat Zone TV, and we just let it rip. And
that
know,
comes with the TV, bad. Right? That comes with this. That's in the smart hub. That's one of the channels,
Boat Zone's
right?
An app, an independent app.
Someday, right now it's just on YouTube, but mm-hmm. that's
okay.
why, someday. You know, I don't, have you guys watched it at all?
Yeah, I watch porno. I said that. So
I've been primarily watching porno.
Sure. Well, it's just a channel. They've got it all. I got onto it because I was looking at boat crash videos. Mm-hmm. But this I think it's a man sets up a camera in, like, the inlets of Florida and by the marinas and just films the boats coming in and out on the waves. And you get to watch the boats. Sometimes they have a hard time with the waves, but it puts up the make and model of the boat, and then you get to see the people on the boat, but you can't hear them over the water.
That was my question, man. Can you see the people on the boat?
Yeah, so you can kind of think about, like, what they're talking about, what their relationships are, and also
ever, doing the nasty.
No, they're on their way out, so you can kind of think about what's going to happen. But the cameraman, and I said it's a man,
they're at the shore. You said they might be on their way in, and then on their way out, and then on their way back in, and then on their way out again.
That's true. But so the cameraman is, so I think he's like a little bit of a horny guy because he's like sometimes zoom in on the women on the boat, and it's very bizarre. And you just think about, who is this guy filming? Who is the on the boat? And there's like lots of stories, and it's nice to put on in the back. I honestly did that the last time I had some friends over, and then I don't know. Basically, since you guys have knocked off at least two of the guys from Smartless, you say, "Hey, everybody, we're going to the Bateman's house, and you could take anything you want."
Yeah.
And then you say, "Hey, guys, this gets even better. We're going to because you run it. Yeah.
Batman's house.
Jason.
No.
Jason Batman.
Jason Batman.
Right?
Where? So the boat's own
and
TV.
And Will Arnett is Lego Batman.
Oh.
We got two Batmans. Oh, maybe the one we got to leave alive is the only one that's not Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just
what we know is if you kill anyone in front of Batman who's close to Batman, you are fucking dust, my friend. You are cooked. So I think actually we do have to maintain Sean Hayes as the only non-Batman member of Smartless. Sorry, I just need to get this right.
Interesting.
And is it good for us that he has our names?
I think that is, if not good, it's like, it's pretty neutral.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Boat's Own TV, is it a live feed?
No, it's recorded, but they're pretty long chunks, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes. So they got Boat Zone shorts.
Okay, that's actually good that it's recorded. So how about this? I put on Boat Zone TV at our party, and everyone's like waiting for us to show up and come in, but they're watching Boat Zone TV and they're like having a pretty good ass time.
Yeah.
And then a boat comes in on Boat Zone TV. I have to figure out exactly how to do this.
Yeah, but who's on the boat?
Sean and I get up, step off the boat.
Out of the TV.
Out of the TV, into the party. And so that's the step that, like, we got to figure out exactly how to do.
Yeah.
But if, like, so it's pre-recorded. So, like, we just have to go down to the marina.
We got
to
find the guy who's filming it. We got to get on the front of the boat and kind of get the angle right so that we're coming right at the lens.
Yeah.
And then we have to, and obviously I don't want to break a TV.
Right. It's just like coming out of the TV without breaking it is just the one thing that we have.
Well, you've had a TV show. Like, do you ever
come out of the
TV?
No, we tried to figure it out, but we couldn't make it work.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, it's a very good idea.
Doesn't mean that we can't.
No, that'd be great. That'd be insane. That'd be such a cool thing. And then what's the first thing you guys say when you come to the TV and say,
Joe's new special is like, I mean, you're leading me into this, right? Like,
yeah. he'll have a great time. He just needs to get to, to hit his spot.
He has certain things that he requires of you. And otherwise he's like down to talk. He'll talk about all, you know, killing other podcast hosts. He'll talk about all the Dahmer shit, like he'll like get really deep into it, but like you do have to, and I guess this is the fourth time or something we've had to talk about it. What are you doing? Are you going crazy on stage? Are you going nuts?
Pretty much. It's basically lockdown crazy. That was crazy time, huh?
It was so weird.
Basically for, 56 minutes. Yeah, that's about it. No, it's got good jokes. So it's pretty kind of, it's a little bit on the goofier side.
What's the URL?
I don't know. That's fun to think about because we haven't posted it yet. So what?
Is it adults only? Do I need an account? Do I need like an age ascribed to the account?
No, it's pretty good.
It's for kids.
There's a short instance of adult language, but other than that, it's pretty...
What is it?
What are we working with? Which one of the four horsemen we bringing in? Right?
You got You got to tune in to find out.
Got to watch to find out. Oh, well, this guy, he knows me. Yep. No, I'm gonna have to watch. I want to hear the swears.
Joe, can I pitch a URL title for you?
Sure. What a good URL.
Dom and Dahmer.
It's not. Goodbye. Dumb. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.